In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The BT and Sal Show on the Fan, presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. All right, what's your issue?
You nailed it, by the way, 97. You nailed it.
Yeah, because I remember when I first started driving, King Cullen parking lot.
Oh, I've heard some stories from the parking lot of King Cullen.
Good point. And Home Depot.
Maybe you can go back.
You're not kidding. Oh, I used to love King Cullen. I always said if I didn't do broadcasting, I'd want to work in a supermarket.
Really?
And now my dreams may be coming true. Yeah. Yeah, I love the supermarket. It's so good.
I mean, maybe owning one. You want to work. And not to listen, hard work, I'm all about it. But you want to work at a supermarket?
I want to do this, which I'll continue to do.
Sure, of course.
But yeah, whatever. But I loved working in a supermarket. The change of seasons.
Yeah.
I love stocking shelves. There's something peaceful about organizing.
I do like by the meat section. It's a little chilly. It's got a good
You want to go back and pound meat like Rocky?
I like going food shopping, Sal. Yeah. I'm just happy when I'm walking out with my groceries. But I do enjoy the process. We talked about this. I go by myself. I've got the same list. Yogurt for the kids, eggs, milk, cereal, applesauce, kale, bananas, the fruit.
Chicken. But I'm telling you. You know how you like
And then I'm out.
You know how you like your Arborvitaes?
Oh, not like.
Okay.
I love them.
Now, why do you love them?
The real answer is because growing up, where I did in Brooklyn, the short answer is I didn't really have a lot of grass growing up. That's why.
But you like taking care of them. You go out there. It's like it's peaceful.
It's therapeutic for sure.
So for me, there is a part of forget salary or how much you're getting paid.
Yeah.
When you are stocking shelves and unpacking, you go to the back, you get the boxes, you throw them on the U-boat, you wheel the U-boat out to your aisle. You can put headphones on. You're in your own world. Now, I was a cashier for a long time, but then I also had to pack out. I love that. You're in your own world, whatever section it is that you're packing out.
Yeah.
You unbox, you stock the shelves.
The little sticker gun.
Exactly. That to me, there's a calmness, a peacefulness about that I enjoy. I love doing it in my house, stocking the shelves.
Dude, you still do it?
You go to Costco, you get the paper towels or the toilet paper, whatever. I like organizing it.
Are you a neat freak at home or no?
I don't know how would you define that? But yes, I like to have things in order for the most part.
You do? Okay. All right.
I'm
pretty much the same way as well. Like, I don't like when things get messy. I get a little uncomfortable.
All right. What about the Yankees that you saw that you wanted to get off your chest here? I have a couple of things on my own, but you were saying that I did not watch Yankees Hot Stove.
Yeah, I saw
last
the clips. I actually forgot it was on. I was watching the Knicks, and then I jumped on social media for a second, and I saw, you know, some things from Jack Curry. And a lot of people thought it was, I don't know if this is the right terminology, but a depressing delivery by Jack Curry. And it wasn't taking a shot at Jack. It was more trying to extrapolate through his words what people think the Yankees are going to do, which, based on the message of last night, didn't seem to be a whole hell of a lot. At least that's what I was able to get from the few clips that I saw.
Could they be playing possum here?
Well, but do the Yankees, have they ever? Like, do they need to? Why are you going to start playing that game now?
Yeah.
Who are you going to fool? You're going to fool Cohen? I mean, you fool the Dodgers? Who are you going to fool?
Yeah, maybe.
Like, what's the value in playing possum?
I don't know, but I can't believe that they're not going to act like big boys.
They are, to an extent.
But that's what I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear the extent. The one thing that I saw that would be in line with that, I don't know where, I just saw it on SNY, the headline, Yanks not expected to be a threat to sign Diaz. Think about that headline for a second. Yanks not expected to be a threat to sign Diaz. Why not?
Well, they got a closer. That's the short answer.
But they should be a threat to sign everybody.
Somebody that they love. Which
Diaz,
why they'll...
Diaz is better than Bednar. Now, I'm not saying I'd give 5 years, $100 million, but why wouldn't the Yankees be a threat to sign Diaz and have him be your closer and Bednar be the eighth inning? The Mets can get Devin Williams to be the eighth inning guy and then have Diaz be the ninth inning guy. Now, again, there's a lot of money involved there, but that's the point. It's the Yankees. Why wouldn't they be a threat? They should always be a threat on all the best players.
I'm not a spiteful person. I'm really not. I've never been very spiteful. But if I was Hal, I think I might. Now, it's a little bit of a risky proposition, I guess. But I would mess around and I would try to just really spite the Mets here. And I would dance with Diaz until the lights go off. And I would jack up that price for Cohen. And then I'd say, take him.
Right.
I got Bednar. Who's not quite as good, but a whole hell of a lot cheaper.
You're the Yankees.
They don't want Diaz. I don't really want Diaz. I'm not saying I wouldn't take him.
Why wouldn't you want Diaz? There's only one reason why you wouldn't want Diaz.
Well, the reason is because I think doing that would prevent them from doing the things I really think that they need to do.
That's the wrong reason.
But that's the only answer.
To me, the reason is because you think his price is going to get to a point where, let's just say 5 years, $100 million.
He's not worth five. But he might get that.
That's what I'm
saying. He ain't worth that.
But that's the reason. It's not that he's not a great pitcher.
He's terrific.
He's one of the best closers in the game, and he's clearly the best closer on the market.
I agree.
So
with that.
Every team that's trying to win and improve their ball club should go after it. Can't be, well, we got Bednar, we're good.
Yeah. Well,
come on.
Well, I mean,
now, I'm not saying that even for the Mets, I don't know if it's a sound investment investing another $100 million on top of the Williams $53 million in your bullpen. I would do it if I had to. I would hope to get Diaz for maybe 4 for $80. Maybe it gives the Mets a little discount because he's been such a long time Met and had so much fun there. Whatever. We'll see how that plays out. I want the player. I don't know about the spending the $100 million on him. But you also need more than that anyway, so I'd rather go over the top on a different spot myself. All I'm saying is the Yankees, why would they not be a threat? They have no interest in Diaz. You'd rather have Bednar than Edwin Diaz? That makes no sense.
Well, here's the thing. And again, numbers matter. Now, if this was the old days, I don't think I would reach for this because numbers didn't quite matter as much in the Yankee universe, but they do now, so you've got to work under the new set of rules that we should know by now. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. We could do fantasy land, you know, and it's fun. I don't think the Yankees are going to give Diaz 100 and go and get Bellinger for 6 or 7 years and sniff around on Tucker and do this. They're not. So I've got to work under the new reality that they presented to me. And the reality is, while Diaz, let me just be very clear, Diaz is obviously better than Bednar.
Yeah.
But Bednar made $4 million last year.
Right.
Is he $30 million a year better? I mean, his ERA with the Yankees was 2.19.
Right.
I mean, his WHIP was less than one.
Well, that's my argument.
How much better can you be than that?
That's my argument for the Mets. Everybody's like, Mets need to bring back Diaz. Yeah, well, obviously it would make the bullpen better, but is Diaz worth double of what you just paid Devin Williams? Is he going to double that production? He's not. The answer is he's not.
True.
Arguably, might even be worse if Devin Williams has a vintage Devin Williams year.
He has every other year but last year.
Yeah. And even within last year, he started to show that at some point.
Yeah.
So yeah, when you're talking about value, that's what the Mets and I think other teams are looking for. I'm not going to overpay based on what you did when I project what you can do, when I could get somebody else who might not be as good, but do it for far less money, and I'm looking for a better value and mitigating the risk in that regard. So I do understand that. I just don't understand why the Yankees would be ruled out as not even being a threat to be involved in Edwin Diaz.
Well, I'm just going to repeat very quickly what I said. Yeah. They've got a closer that they like. He's cheap. He performed well in the Bronx, and he's controllable.
Okay.
That's one of the reasons. And that's one thing Cashman's great at. The guys he brought in have...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
have controllability.
Fair enough. But then I don't want to hear that they're not a threat for anybody else. And
I agree with that.
So then that's...
Yes.
When you combine everything, it seems like the Yankees are not doing much. I'm not buying it. I still believe they're going to be big players for Tucker. I don't think they're getting Bellinger and Tucker.
There's no chance that's happening.
I think maybe they can make a big trade. You're starting to hear the rumblings about Jazz. We talked about that yesterday. So I think the Yankees are going to have an active offseason.
So do I.
And still probably sign at least one big free agent. But the same stuff with not being in on Diaz. Oh, Bellinger, if we could get priced out on Bellinger. Like, you don't hear that with the Dodgers.
No, I know. I know.
You don't even hear that with the Mets. The Mets aren't going to get priced out.
I mean, that's the reality of the situation. Yeah. I got nothing to say to that. That's true.
But doesn't that bother you?
Yes! How much you want me to scream about
this? The Bronze Bombers. I'm going to tweak you until you scream about it. Needle you while I can. BT and Sal, the Fan, 888-808-1019. The number to call. Let's get one baseball call in here before we get back to the honest stuff. John is in Danbury. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
So, good. Number one, all the best to whatever happens. Number two, you guys are a great show. Sal, I do got one little point.
Mm-hmm.
And you say it all the time, and I get it's a twerk at the Yankees, you know, getting priced out. Listen, the Mets might not get priced out either, but, you know, you constantly are like, we can't buy this, we can't buy that. The Mets can buy it all. Right, the Mets can buy it all. So why don't the Mets get Bellinger and Tucker?
Well, because they wouldn't.
They
fit.
Have the money. They have the money. No, they would fit. Bellinger can play. Bellinger can play first, and Tucker can play the outfield.
Yeah, I'd rather Pete back. Why not Pete and Bellinger if you're going to do that?
Or Pete and Tatis. Yes.
Yeah, but I understand, agree. John. Do you want to talk about the Mets or the Yankees? I'm confused. Let's keep it one or the other.
I want to talk about what I think is you point out the Yankees' money and they're not all in.
Because that's a story, John. What do I say when it comes to the Mets? What I say with the Mets is that they lose. They lose. The Mets can spend all the...
No.
Yes, yes. Yes, what do you mean, no? Yes, yes. What do you mean? I'm confused. John, is your point, do you think I'm being unfair to the Yankees? Is that your point and favoring the Mets?
No, I think what you're not saying the same for both. That's what I'm saying.
Because the Mets don't operate the way the Yankees do when the finances come into play. That, and thank you for the call, John. That's what you're missing. When have you heard Steve Cohen talk about, well, we want a salary cap. Oh, the luxury tax threshold. Hallow's been talking about that for years. And by the way, we've gone over this many times before. The Yankees' issue isn't lack of spending.
No.
It's a part of the frustration because they haven't won enough and you see other teams spending more. Mm-hmm. That's something we still haven't gotten used to, but that's not their primary issue. The Mets' issue is everything else. They can't build a winning team. That's their issue.
Can we fuse the two and just make one team?
Well, right. I mean...
that might work out.
Maybe then they could get some wins. So the Mets have their own problems, but having an owner who's willing to extend above and beyond is not one of them.
Agreed with that. To me, the issue with the Yankees has been an improper allocation of funding. That's the problem. You know, it's not nickel and diamond. It's not, retreating five steps back from where they used to be. They're just not as carte blanche as they used to be. We all know that. And when they make a mistake, whether it's a DJ or Hicks, we know all the mistakes, right? When it's one of those mistakes, they are much more reticent to swallow the mistake and then pivot quickly with aggression. They'll wait, then they'll eventually, because they have no choice, swallow. Then they'll pivot, but it'll be for a B-minus type of pivot rather than the monster pivot.
Okay, so I agree. Is that prioritizing winning? Is that winning it? And then therein lies the problem.
I agree. We've had this. I'm with you.
Well, I know. And I'm not trying to pick on the Yankees. I'm just frustrated for them. Like, I want to see them be better. Obviously, we talk about that all the time. It's not a Met-Yankee thing. I don't care about that. What we care about is having the best baseball teams possible. The Yankees went to the World Series 2 years ago. Then they let one of the best players, one of the more integral players in getting to the World Series, go for more money. Okay, maybe they couldn't do anything about it. Maybe $765 was ridiculous. Fair enough. They built the plan B, and it was a solid plan B.
It was. I liked it on paper, most of the season.
It fell short. Okay, happens. The idea should be, now that we set this plan B, let's build on top of it. Not let's lose Bellinger and then try to figure out how to replace them. The idea would be to get better. They got worse after losing Soto, and now you don't want to get even worse than where you were. Meanwhile, other teams around them are continuing to get better.
Red Sox,
the Blue Jays may get Tucker.
Well, the Toronto's obviously better. The Red Sox are coming. Yeah, I mean, this is the reality of where we are. They're really good. They're not good enough. By the way, just read the headline. What was the headline that it said? But Yankees, well, it was a short headline.
Yankees,
Diaz.
Yankees,
what was
not,
the exact wording?
Yanks not expected to be a threat to sign Diaz.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you can tell that.
It was actually from Jack Curry.
It was from Jack.
So it's an aggregating here. I just saw it on SNY, social media. Jack Curry, yes, does not believe the Yankees will pursue Diaz or other top relievers on the free agent market.
Okay. Now, and so that wasn't Jack's wording of threat. It was just the headline, and then they were taken from what taking the point that he said, and then
I just read you the story on SNY.TV.
Okay. So here's why I'm okay with that, because I don't think that they need Diaz.
Right.
If Diaz's name was out and it was Tucker's name or Bellinger's name or one of the three or four names, and those are the top two, obviously, that I truly value and know that the Yankees need to get at least one. To take a step and hang with the big boys again and win, well, now I would have exploded today. Like, but there, for me, there's no reason to explode when they don't have a need at the back. And I do admit Diaz is more electric than Bednar, but Bednar is really good. He fit well. He's cheap and he's controllable like that. So I'm not just gonna air craziness just to air craziness. But if there's a similar article attached to one of those guys that I know that they need,
right,
you'll get the craziness.
Makes sense. And John Heyman, the Post just tweeted this out from John Heyman.
Hey, what, quoting Beningo on the Mets plans?
Cody Bellinger.
Oh, you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Get out of here.
Cody Bellinger remains the Yankees' number one target. This is according to Heyman of the Post. And while they aren't necessarily close to a deal yet, they are making a big effort. Bellinger has a ton of interest coming off his 5-war season. Mets, Phillies, Angels, Dodgers, other possibilities. That furthers the report yesterday from Morosi.
Yeah.
But this is John Heyman, the latest that the Post tweeted out. So there you go. So the Yankees right now, the primary target is Bellinger. They're going hard after him. That's what you want to hear.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You also don't want to hear it, yeah, but we're not going to go to... I think Bellinger's coming back to the Yankees because I think he wants to be here, so they shouldn't have to go over the top to land him.
You would think, unless there is one... you know, rogue offer that we would deem irresponsible. You know, I mean, if it's the same years, 6-6, again, 7's crazy. But say if he's got three or four offers and they're all 6 years, you know, and maybe the Yankees' AAV is $2 million less than the Dodgers or the Mets, whatever, then I could see him saying, you know what, I like it here. I'm good with Judge. I'm comfortable. My dad played here. He won championships. I'm good. I'm going to stay a Yankee. But if they think they're getting a hometown discount, where, like, they offer 5 years and other teams are offering 7, he's leaving.
Jim is calling from New Hyde Park. What's up, Jim?
Jimmy.
Hey, Jim. All right. Anthony's calling from Fort Lauderdale about Giannis. What's up, Ant? Obviously, we're talking about that the first hour. What's up, Ant?
How are you guys doing? Happy holidays.
You too.
You too, Ant.
I wanted to just begin just a quick statement. I'm not going to get into too much depth about it. But I will miss you guys, man. You guys are awesome. You guys are part of my family every morning.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Anthony.
Every mid-afternoon. And I watch you on YouTube all the time.
That's
sorely,
awesome,
sorely going to miss you guys. It's a bad decision what they're doing.
Well, we're not dying, so you'll hear from us at some point. Thanks, thank you very much.
I'd like to know if you could please make an announcement.
Well, we will. I'm not trying to cut you off or anybody else who says that stuff. Trust me, man. Especially at this time, we love hearing it. It feels good. We're just doing the show. There'll be a time and a place for that. Thank you very, very much. Talk to us about the Giannis trade. What are you thinking, man?
Definitely. Just let me know where you're going.
Yeah, no, we will. 100%. Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about the Knicks. I'm a big Knicks fan, big Met fan as well. So I want to focus on the Knicks right now, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on with Giannis. I'm going to ask you guys a question. I've been following basketball for a very long time. And before I ask you a question, I want you guys to give me an honest opinion on something.
Good.
Okay? As much as I love Jalen Brunson, and I do you think that he makes people around him better the way Magic Johnson did?
No, I don't know that anybody makes people better than the way Magic or Bird. I mean, that's Magic Johnson. The answer is no.
Okay.
It's the easiest question I've ever heard in my life. You know the answer.
But he does make people around him better.
I know. Yeah. I knew you were going to say that. And I don't even think he's as good as Isaiah Thomas.
He's
not.
Honest with you. He's not.
Okay. So bottom line is this. I probably would trade him for Giannis. Probably would. I watched him play the Celtics the other night. He sometimes just he falls apart at times, Jalen Brunson. He does. If you watch that game against the Celtics, the whole game, tell me what you saw, because I saw things that really pissed me off. And he's inconsistent at times, I'll be honest with you. And he does commit turnovers at times.
I don't think and thank you for the call, and really thanks for saying what you said. We appreciate that, buddy. We'll be, and you call us. We're not leaving today. Soon, but not today. I think that the criticisms, the inconsistencies that you illuminate with Brunson, I don't think that that's fair. Now, I think that there are inherent deficiencies. He's short. He's not explosive. Yeah. Laterally, he's a problem on the pick and roll defense. You could exploit him. You could attack him, as basically every team does. He's a little loose with the ball. I'll give you that. But the other stuff is on lock every single night. He's as reliable as it gets.
No, come on. And he's the perfect guy to represent your franchise. So those are not easy. It's not happening. The Knicks aren't trading him. Hoff mentioned it before. And I even forget what his... Honestly, I was kind of zoning out a little bit. But was Hoff saying that he would do it, or he thinks that they're going to? I thought he said that they're going to.
He was saying that he would. Actually, I think he might be saying that they will.
I'd be surprised if they did.
No, right. That was my point. You didn't say... I didn't want to rip his thing. I thought you said that they would trade him for Giannis.
Yeah.
That's where I said...
But would you agree? I guess you would if they did.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree with that.
But there are two different things.
Yes.
A... They aren't trading him.
Check.
B, would you trade him?
X.
It's a different conversation.
Yeah, very different.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.